The message you're about to listen to is a recording from God's Favorite House. It is our prayer that you listen, your life will be transformed, and you will be taken to greater heights in your walk with Jesus. Amen. God bless you as you listen to this message. Someone's knocking at the door.
This morning, we continue in our series, Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you praise and worship in the name of Jesus. We thank you again. We ask that you breathe upon us, Lord. Let your word come alive in our lives. And let your name be glorified. Honor and glory be given unto you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:15. The word of God says that he included everyone in his death. So everyone who received him could be included in his life, a far better life than people ever lived on their own. Ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts, oh, let the ancient words impart. Ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. Have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Amen and amen. So only Jesus can offer you the best life. Only Jesus can offer you the best life. You see, the truth is that today we have different offers going on, and different people, you know, have an idea of what they consider the best life. So for some people, just to be able to pay school fees is just the good life. And for some people, they want to make it, you know, and make it, it's a general term that has, you know, change into blow. So some people, they just want to blow. Anyhow, they want to blow. Some people, they are making it, or they are blowing. Is once they are a snake queen, you know, once they have like hundreds of thousands or millions of Instagram followers portraying different things, they've made it, you know. Yet, some people just want that house in Banana Island. Some people just want that aircraft. Some people just want that yacht. Some people just, you know, different things. Some people just want to jackpa, you know. And, you know, for some people, it is to jackpa tapata, you know, you know, yet the word of God to you and I this morning is that only in God can we have that better life. So the question is, what if there is more? What if there is more? What if there is more to having the big house in Banana Island? What if there is more? What if there is more in having the private jet that will take you to Paris, to New York, to Tokyo? What if there is more to life? What if there is more to us chasing after things? What if there is more to us just wanting to get by? You know, someone said that, I just want to get by. I just want to pay my bills and just get by. You know, what if God wants more for you than just getting by? So I'm here to tell you that there is something better. There's something better, better than chasing after things. You see, the truth is that only Jesus can give you that better life. So the question is, Pastor, what is the best life, that best life, that better life that Jesus has to offer, that Jesus offers me? Oh, I'm glad you asked. This life that Jesus offers is a life that is filled with meaning. It's a life that is filled with what? With meaning. A life filled with meaning. I can go on and on and on talking about that. A life filled with meaning. Living life is one thing. Living a meaningful life is another thing entirely. Going through life is one thing. Going through life meaningfully is another thing entirely. In fact, the tragedy is not death. The tragedy is living a life without meaning. The tragedy is living a life without meaning. And many times when we see, you know, people, or we hear of people that pass on, we feel, oh, what a tragedy. You know, we all have, you must have, if you live long enough, you will lose friends. You have people that you know you used to play together, you used to do stuff together, but they are no more. And some of them are very good people. Very good people. And we'll say, oh, what a tragedy. What a tragedy. And we consider it a tragedy. In fact, we left to us, we would prefer some other of our friends to go, if not in place, rather, of the ones that have gone sometimes. And we look at that and consider it a tragedy. But you see, the truth is that the greatest tragedy is not death. The greatest tragedy is living life without meaning. You are just going through life. You wake up, you get off, you hit the traffic, you get to work, you are exhausted, you hit the traffic, you get back home, you are bogged down, you know, you are tired, you've slept for 8 hours, you wake up as if you slept for 30 minutes. God is saying to you, you need to stop. You need to stop and reconnect to life. Reconnect to the better life that Jesus is offering you. And it is a life filled with meaning. It's a life filled with meaning. You see, the truth is that the good life is not good enough. The good life is not good enough. Looking good, feeling good, having goods, it's not good enough. Otherwise, the wealthiest people will be the happiest people. The richest people will be the happiest people, but that's not the case. Colossians 3, verse 4. Colossians 3, 4. A part says to us that Christ gives meaning to your life. Hallelujah. Let's say that again. Let's read that together. Everybody, one, two, go. Now you personalize it. Say, my life. Let's read together. One, two, go. Christ gives meaning to my life. Let's do that again. One, two, go. Christ gives meaning to my life. So don't confuse a full life with a meaningful life. Life can be full of activities, can be full of events, can be full of drama, yet not meaningful. I pray that your life will be meaningful in the name Jesus. You will not just have a full life, you will have a meaningful life, because full is not fulfilled. Intensity is not intimacy. I mean, you know what I mean, PG-18 stuff. Intensity is not intimacy. You can have intensity and not have intimacy. You can have a full life and not have a fulfilled life. Only Jesus can give you a meaningful life. Only Jesus can give you a meaningful life. 1 Peter chapter 1, 3 to 4. 1 Peter 1, 3 to 4. It says, because Jesus was raised from the dead, we've been given a brand new life and everything to live for, including a future home in heaven. And the future starts now. When does the future start? Now. It starts now. So it is so beautiful. It says that, you know, he is giving us a brand new life. One, and everything to live for. Two, including a home in heaven. Three, and this home in heaven and these beautiful things are not just going to start in heaven. It's a future that starts now. What an offer. What an offer. Will you take it? Or for some of us that have taken it, have you abandoned the offer? Because until you understand that you were made by God and for God, life is not going to make sense. Until you understand that you were made by God and for God and for His pleasure and for you to be loved by Him, as we learned last week, life will not make sense. So you were made by God and for God. You were made for a relationship with Him. You were made for a relationship with your Father. So it's not going to make sense until you come into that relationship. It's a personal relationship. God has not called you to a religion. God has called you to a relationship. Yeah, like, so, but Pastor, I had a relationship with God, or I would consider myself a Christian, but life doesn't make sense. Life currently lacks meaning. You see, when life lacks meaning, you go back to God. You go back to God. You do what? You go back to God. It means that we've deviated and strayed from the fountain of eternal life. You need to go back to Him. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel. Love to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. My strength when I am weak. You need to go back to the source of living waters. You need to go back to the rock from which you were hewn. You need to go back to your source. That's what you need to do. That's what you need to do. You see, sometimes we look at other people's lives and we kind of want to have their life. Classic example, some popular reporter, early 2000s, if you follow the big networks, you know who I'm talking about. You know, this guy was always traveling to different parts of the world, eating different kind of food, meeting different kind of people, you see him in different kind of woman, is, I mean, not to the funny way, but I mean, he seems just to be having fun. And many people will look at that life. I mean, this is all expenses paid trip, his job is to travel everywhere, eat different food, and tell us how it tastes. And, I'll meet different people, sleep in different luxurious hotels, free of charge. And now come and tell us. I mean, a lot of people look at, just want his life. But unfortunately, he committed suicide. I mean, when I heard the news, I was like, it doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. If his life was so full, why did he commit suicide? Then I realized that it's one thing to have a full life, it's another thing to have a fulfilled life. It's one thing for your life to be full. It's another thing for your life to be meaningful. It can't be activity-full without being meaningful. So something to live for is the differentiator. And it is different from something to live on. So something to live for and something to live on are two different things. They are different. They are different. So what you live on can give you the good life. The good life, quote unquote, but it is what you live for that gives you the best life. What you live for that gives you the best life. And that translates into every area of our lives. So it doesn't matter how much you have to live on. You could say, I have $5 million in my account. That's cash. But it doesn't matter how much you live on if you don't have anything to live for. It doesn't matter how much you live on or you don't live on. In fact, sometimes when you see people that claim they don't have a meaningful life because they don't have much to live on, you see that they have a problem in understanding that having a meaningful life is not tied to what you are living on, it is what you are living for. So people feel so discouraged because they have little to live on. Oh, Pastor, business has been challenging. This and that, and I pray that every challenging business will pick up, every career will pick up in the name of Jesus. But you see, what you live for, your roots must go deeper than what you live on. It must be deeper than what you live on. It must be. So the first life, the best life that Jesus has to offer, is a life full of meaning. It is also, number two, a life freed by grace. It's a life freed by grace. Not only is it full of meaning, it is freed by grace. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 7, verse 6b. Romans 7, 6b. It says, we are free to live a new life in the freedom of God. We are free to do what? To live a new life in the freedom of God. And you see, you must have seen this equation before. I mean, we have shared this equation a couple of times. But you see, you need to get it. And what's the equation? Grace has two components. It's mercy plus favor. So favor plus mercy equals grace. So, I mean, can you decompose it? Of course, favor, as you know, is getting the things you don't deserve. Getting the things you don't deserve. You don't deserve the promotion, but favor gave you the promotion. Okay, yes, you deserve the promotion to this level, but favor took you farther than you deserve. That's favor. That's favor. That's favor. Mercy, on the other hand, is not getting what you deserve. You actually deserve to be slapped. But mercy said no. No. You will not get what you deserve. So when you combine mercy with favor, getting what you don't deserve that are good and not getting the things that you deserve that are bad, boom, you have grace. I pray that your life will be freed by grace in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That your life will be freed by grace in the mighty name of Jesus. Grace. And you know, this fundamental truth, we have to teach it over and over, because sometimes it's like people don't get it, or people have forgotten it because they try to be something else. It is a work of grace. The word of God says, if it is by works, then it's not by grace anymore. It has to be by grace so that no one can boast. If it by works, you can come and say, oh, I did this and this, so I deserve this and this, or I'm better than that person. But if you consider every religion in the world, it's about what you do. It's about what you do. So every religion in the world can be summed up in one thing. Do, do, do. And if you don't, you get a repercussion. But you see, being a Christian can be summarized in one word. Done, done, done. It is finished. Tetelestai. Done. Hallelujah. So, you know, you when you receive it, then you come into all that he has done for you. Hallelujah. Hebrews 7, 18 to 19. Hebrews 7, 18 to 19 says, the old system was canceled because it didn't work. It was weak and useless for saving people. It never made anyone really right with God. Says, but now we have a far better hope. Everybody say far better hope. For Christ makes us acceptable to God. Only Christ makes us acceptable to God. Romans chapter 3, Romans 3, 23. Romans 3, 23 to 24 says, for everyone have sinned, everyone. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. Says, yet God, in his grace, freely makes us right in his sight. He did this through Christ Jesus when he freed us from the penalty of sin. Christ freed us from the penalty of sin. So if I accept this better life, what do I do with the old life? What do I do with the exhausted, empty, enslaved life? And it seems like okay, who would ask that question? People are asking that question every day. So they accept God, but they don't know what to do next. Oh yeah, we have next steps. NCR, we have the journey. You need to engage community. You need to engage the things of God. What do I do next? What I mean, I've told this story before of a woman that came to the office to see her son. I mean, when they say someone had a load of worries, she had a truckload of worries. And, you know, we went through the scriptures, you know, boom, 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 boom. And I could see in the process that God, this was like, was refreshing her. It was like a huge burden was taken off her. She came alive, right? And she was like, oh, she's so grateful. Every burden has been lifted. And she got up to leave. We prayed and she got up to leave the office. And she was almost at the door and she stopped and she looked back and she said to me, now that I don't have worries anymore, now that I don't have a truckload of worries, what will I be doing? What will I be doing? It's like you've just taken away my pet. Like, worry has become a pet. That's a pastime. That's what she uses to, you know. I'm like, oh, I'll show you what to do with it. Open your Bibles to Romans 8. Romans 8, 13. The Word of God says that the best thing to do is give it a decent burial and get on with your new life. That's the best thing to do. Give it a decent burial and get on with your new life. So you've come to God. Oh, Pastor, what do I do? First thing, before you start doing, forgive that past life a decent burial. Then you can get on with your new life. So this better life is filled with meaning. It is freed by grace. And it's a life that is full of energy. Everybody say energy. Full of energy. Hallelujah. You know, have you noticed that when you are low in energy, you are very cranky? When your energy is low, you are cranky. You are cranky at the children, at your spouse. You are cranky at yourself. You are cranky at life, you know. But like I said, for many of us that are listening to this, we are followers of Jesus. So what do I do? What you need to do is go back to your source. Renew your strength. Have a routine of renewal and refresher in God. Jeremiah 31:25 says, those who feel tired and worn out will find new life and energy. God wants to give you new life and energy. Energy in every area of your life. God wants you to have energy in every area of your life. So, in life, you are not supposed to go about, oh, I'm so tired. In the morning, you're tired. In the afternoon, you're tired. In the evening, you're tired. It's the wrong testimony. It's a wrong portrayal of who God is and what God has done for you. This life in Christ, it's a life that is full of energy. It was energy. Full of energy. You know, I play soccer with 20-year-olds, 30-year-old guys, you know, and we all play soccer. And sometimes we are on and on the game, and you see 20-year-olds sitting on the ground. They are tired, you know. And one of them said to me, they said, Pastor, I don't know what you are eating. But, you know, I want to be like you. I don't know when I grew up. I don't know what you are eating. I'm like, I have a J capsule. Says, you have a J capsule? I say, yes. Says, I need this capsule. I knew you are up to something. I say, yeah, I have a J capsule. You know, and the rest is history. Praise the name of the Lord. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Zechariah 4, 6 says, you will not succeed by your own strength or power, but by my spirit, says the Lord, all powerful. You will not succeed by your strength. The challenge is that you are trying to go in your own strength, with your own power. Romans 8, 11. Once the Spirit lives in you, He will bring to your whole being new strength and vitality. The Holy Spirit will bring to your whole being new strength and what? And vitality. So you've got a choice: go through life chasing the good life or live the better life. What's it gonna be? What's it gonna be? Just chasing life? Or actually letting life flow through you? So you may feel down, but don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. You may feel downcast. Just look up. That's where your strength comes from. You may feel like giving in. Do not give in. Do not give in. You see, if you don't give up on God, God has not given up on you. God has not given up on you. 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, even though on the outside, it often looks like things are falling apart, on the inside, where God is making new life, not a day goes by without unfolding grace. Hallelujah. Not a day goes by. Not one day. Not one day goes by. So this God that you have come to serve is offering you the better life through Christ Jesus. And it is a life that is filled with meaning. A life that is freed by grace. A life that is full of energy. A life that is full of energy. You need to realize that unless you step across and embrace this life, nothing happens. So there's this song that, you know, I want to leave us with. And, you know, it is Igbala Iwuso Ilera Pipe. It means salvation, healing, and vitality. And vitality. Ọrọ Oluwa iye ni oya ilaiti re le ko wa je ko wole Ọrọ to mu omo to ti sonu to wa mo omo ye pada rele This is my currency oya ka bible ko bi cash out Messages are new every morning oya subscribe ko to step out Nigba ti e bi pa mi Jesus the bread of life Jesus ji oku dide Jesus eternal life Jesus fun mi ni alafia lai si ni na sarawa isi mi wa ninu Jesus Omo ope oya sare wa goodness and mercy they follow from now until tomorrow and everything where I get omo na my own me I no borrow ninu aye Jesus yo mi kuro ninu aye ora mi pada o wa so mi do mo mo wa dupe lowo aye raye
aye ninu aye Jesus yo mi kuro ninu aye ora mi pada o wa so mi do mo mo wa dupe lowo aye raye
ogun mi ni
ibala iwoso ilera
The beauty of God is that it gives you Igbala, salvation, Iwoso, healing, Ilera, vitality. So this life that God is offering you is a life that is full of meaning, that is filled with grace, and is full of energy. I want to pray with you if you're like, Pastor, I want to receive this God. I want to receive this grace. I want to embrace Him. Wherever you are, if that is you, wherever you are, we want to pray with you as we turn this over to the RP.
Father, we thank you for everyone that is surrendering to you. We ask that you will breathe upon them in the name of Jesus, because they have turned their lives unto you, because they have entered into a relationship with you today. Lord, their lives will never remain the same. That you will lift them up, you will fill their lives with meaning. Ah, Father, that your grace and your mercy will always be around and with them in the name of Jesus, and they will never go back. Thank you, Father, for salvation in our lives. For in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. And we also want to just continue to pray for those that, if you are saved but you are struggling with your walk with God, if your relationship, if you know, you feel that your relationship with God is fractured, if you are struggling with your relationship with God, just come before Him this morning. Even as we begin to worship, ask that the Spirit of God will come afresh upon you, will breathe upon you afresh in the name of Jesus. Breathe upon me. Begin to talk to God in your own words, from the heart, for reconciliation. If you are struggling with your relationship with Jesus, cry unto Him. Masikala bazakata lele kita yele bo. Lele basanta ribala yele bo loko sete yele bale. Mahekere bo seye. If you are struggling with your prayer life, ask for the Spirit of God. Masikala bala yele bo zota ye. Lele bala yara bazete ye. We are struggling to understand when you read the Bible. Ask for a fresh anointing. Ask for a fresh anointing this morning. Ah, masita le kere bozo ta yere boze. La de basata yele bora balaye. Le zakata re. Masita yere boze te ye. You are struggling with your walk with God. That the Lord, the Spirit of God, will take you by the hand and He will guide you. If you are struggling in your family, in your prayer time, if you are struggling with your altars, If you are struggling in your marriage, ask that the Spirit of God will come in your home, in your marriage. Maseta hita yele zeka, malesete rebosa yala kaza ye, le balete rebosa ye kere ketali ala bala ye, ne mante rebosa yada baze kere bolo yada bala ke, matori bala santari bala yada baze kaya bala yere bolo ze. Pray for your marriages that the Lord will step in. The Spirit of God will fill your home. Masikehe kerebo zakayeleze. You are struggling with your walk for God. That the Lord will rend your heart for Him. That the Lord will set your heart on fire. Masikehe kerebo zakayeleze. Meze kala la bala yene muzote yene balia la baze. Meze kete leze te yene bala la baye. Jesus. are struggling with your children, that the Lord will step in. Everyone that is falling out of line, that the Spirit of God will go forth. That the Lord will touch their hearts. Not the words you speak, but the Spirit of the Lord. Ah, Father, I'm saying to you. Let your word come to pass in our lives, that you will breathe upon us afresh in the name of Jesus, that our testimonies will be full, that our testimonies will be like Psalm 126. Ah, Father, that it will be like we are dreaming when your word comes forth, as your Spirit takes control of our lives. Father, help us to be all we have called us to be. Honor and glory we give unto you, Father. For in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah.